This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I'm speaking with George. He is a field coordinator working with Deaf Bible Society, and we're going to talk a bit about the work of being a field coordinator. Need some editing there. George, you, from my understanding, you work alongside and support these deaf translation teams around the world. Are you able to say how many teams you're working with, or where these teams are located?
Well, currently, Katie, I'm working with teams in Eurasia, and I'm interacting with, on an almost daily basis, I'm probably interacting with two or three teams, and then on a larger scope of things, they're interacting occasionally with another maybe 8 to 10 groups that are either just getting started or have a fledgling translation project. So there's teams that are at different places in the process of accomplishing translation work.
And so what, let me try to spit out that question. We post these interviews sometimes on our website. So, and we're hoping to start a podcast. But anyway, for those who are listening, you are a hearing person. How do you interact then with these deaf teams, and what exactly do you do to support them?
Actually, I'm hard of hearing. I'm late deafened. I've been working in the deaf community for over 30 years. And so I serve the teams. We primarily communicate in sign language. I learn as much of their local sign language as possible. They know some ASL, and we also use, in the European context, there's more of an international sign that we use to communicate back and forth. So a lot of web-based video meetings. Gotcha. And a lot of clarification happens.
Yeah, well, forgive me for that. I just assumed, since there was no interpreter, that you weren't deaf. So forgive my assumption there. Hard of hearing, I know they're different, but as a field coordinator, what kind of challenges do you encounter when you're working with these deaf teams, and how do you guys overcome those?
Well, I think one of the most important tasks of a translation field coordinator is building and maintaining a close relationship with the teams. Building confidence, building clear, making sure that, you know, expectations are clear, and getting to know them on a level so that the field coordinator can best train, equip, and encourage them to accomplish the goals that they have set for themselves, and translation goals in particular, but sometimes it's also personal goals, and so that they can accomplish the translation of the Word of God on time and within budget.
And how many years have you been doing this, and what's been your biggest surprise?
I've been serving here at Deaf Bible Society in this role for about a year. But I have many years' experience working within the deaf community cross-culturally. Probably one of the biggest ongoing challenges when you have a team that doesn't have complete access to the Word of God in their heart language, when challenges come up, sometimes we need to pause and together let's look at the scripture and explain scripture passage in sign language, and encouraging them that God has provided answers to challenges that they face in their interpersonal relationships, in their work relationships, in the translation team, with partners, partner expectations. And so it's actually been a great joy to be able to encourage the team to, let's look at scripture together to find the biblical solutions for the challenges that they face. And that builds hope that God has provided the answers that they need, that they have value, that they have, they are loved. And as they're trained and equipped and they grow, their confidence increases that God is trustworthy, His word is trustworthy. So those types are that's probably the biggest challenge that we face. But it's a great joy to be able to help facilitate the teams to grow in that direction.
And so it sounds to me that not only are you helping them get the translation finished, like from a logistics standpoint, but you're also kind of coming alongside as a mentor of sorts. Is that accurate?
I would say yes, it is. It's keeping in mind most translation projects, say in a spoken language, you have you have trainers and you have staff who are, in many cases, are mature Christians. They have the entire Word of God, maybe one or more translations available to them. And so there's some foundational training that they've received. Often with the deaf translation teams, they do not have the access and the same opportunities. So I work behind the scenes to help facilitate getting the training, sometimes discipleship, sometimes just building skills so that they can be effective both in their translation work, but also in their personal lives. And just when you see a team grow, my favorite passage is to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then they're able to confidently serve and lead using their spiritual gifts and training, and you see them flourish, and that has an impact not just on their personal lives in the team, but that also points and it just gives hope for other deaf communities, other deaf Christians in other areas, other countries in the region, that look what God is able to do through them. If God can do that through them, God can also work in and through me. And so it just flourishes, and it's a beautiful thing to watch God move in the hearts of His people. And
awesome. All right. One more. How can we pray for you and for the other field coordinators?
Well, I think first and foremost, pray that the field coordinators stay close to our Heavenly Father, that we would walk in the Spirit, that we would have wisdom and discernment to understand how best to serve the teams in their context, to not bring in a Western Americanized version of what the solution should be, but really to help to serve the team to discover what would be the biblical indigenous solution and the answers that God has provided for them, because it's going to look different in different contexts.